Praise you, Jesus. Wow, let that soak in for a moment. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them, amen, who are the called according to His purpose. Wow. We fear because we're holding down the truth. How many practice this all the time? Well, none of us really can raise our hands. Because if we did, we wouldn't have torment. We wouldn't be confused if we really believed that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the call according to His purpose. Wow, that just has a sweet taste in my mouth this morning. Amen. We fear a lot of times that we can't redeem a situation. We fear, we have torment because we want to try to redeem something. Yes. And we can't. So we're in torment. We're in torment. Whereas if we just lift the truth up, the glory will rest upon it. And we'll be happy. And all things work together for good. Amen? Because it's going to them that are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Shalom, O son of Amanda. There are a lot of times, amen, there's a lot of seasons that we go through when really God wants to move us forward. Amen. When God wants to move us forward, He has to uncrook our will. That's right. He has to uncrook our will. The Bible says our will, I will, okay? Our human will is crooked because of the fall of Adam and Eve. The first marriage relationship spoken in the Bible is between the serpent and us human beings. Between the will of man and the will of the serpent. And our will was crooked. So every time God wants to move us forward in our spiritual journey, He's got to uncrook that will. And in order to uncrook that will, amen, we've got to see ourselves first. When we see ourselves, when we do business with God, we lift up the truth, amen. God lays our will down because situations that come up, it takes a laying down of our will to put the truth in its right position. We've got to lay our will down so that the truth can be put up. Oh, shalalamanda. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the reason that we're tormented and miserable, is that we've taken the truth of what God has already given us, and we're holding it down. When God's really wanting to move us forward, He uses situations to come against us. And believe me, every one of us have an all-day testimony about things that come against us. That's right. But if we hold the truth down, like again, I say, we'll be tormented, we'll be miserable if we hold it down. It's easy to talk about getting stature. It's easy to talk about going on for God. It's easy to talk about the truth. But when you're really going through the battle, altogether a different story. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for the word again. I'm not through. But let's praise Him for the word. We'll get more. Thank you, Jesus. Quicken it to us, Lord. Change our lives this morning. God, we beg You, mighty Lord. We want to be like You, Lord Jesus. We want to be able to lift the truth up, Lord, in every situation. Oh, God, make us happy when we lift the truth up, Lord. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Turn to Philippians 2, 13 through 16. Wow, this is so good. We need this morning. Philippians 2, 13 through 16. Okay, if you had it, let's read together. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Wow. Woo. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice. Lord, help us to learn this. Ooh, how we have to take such unnecessary, seemingly unnecessary beatings over the head to learn these just basic Christian principles. And there, again, there's so many denominational people that are in the world that have got some of these truths just quickened to them much more than other people we know that have a lot more knowledge of the Word of God. And they go through situations victoriously because they're simply believing the Word of God. They're simply believing Romans 8:28, that all things work out for the good. Amen. Praise God. So why do we fear? We're getting down to the root of the matter. Why do we fear? Why do we have torment? The Bible says fear has torment. The devil must be awfully tormented, knowing that someday the truth is going to rise up and cast him into the lake of fire. Ow! Oh, yeah, my son. Praise God. He must be awfully tormented. You know the old story, or the old cliche, misery likes company. It's true. He's miserable and he wants a lot of company. The Bible says that hell has to enlarge itself, keep him company. I'm not going to be down there to keep him company. I'm going to get the victory now, amen? Yes. Praise God! Thank you, Jesus! Praise God! Hallelujah! Praise you, Lord! Oh, man. So fantastic. Thing is, the devil would torment us because when we go through a situation and God has brought something to our attention and we have done business with God, we've dealt with our flesh over that certain situation, we feel like next time, if it comes around the corner, I'll be able to get the victory very quick, because I've overcome that thing. But then all of a sudden, it seems like the old same thing comes up again. And the devil hits you over the head and says, see, you didn't get rid of that thing after all. You're just playing games. You're just playing with a theory. You're not really putting down the experimental wheel and letting it roll in your life. But you know what? Our crooked wheel has many layers. And God has to take us line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Amen. Through life's journeys, amen. Through much pain and suffering, Paul said that you must press through much tribulation in order to enter the kingdom of God. That is because there's many layers on our human will that has to be laid off layer by layer. Yes, you did business with God. You did deal with that certain thing that came up. But it's just another layer of that crooked will that God's trying to straighten out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We came to the Lord. Our first great surrender was salvation. Amen? What happened? Felt pretty good after that, didn't you? Felt real good after that, didn't you? Came to the Lord and said, Lord, I surrender. And you lifted up the truth and you confessed, I'm a sinner and I need salvation. I need the blood. I've sinned against you, God. And so you lift the truth up. Amen. What happened to you? The glory rested upon you. Whoa! You had a relationship with the Lord. Amen. And you sought the Lord like you never did before. You didn't know him before. Well, I thought I did, going to Catholic Church. I reminded my mother this morning. Little Jimmy Jr. Made his own choice to come to church this morning. No one advocated it or promoted it. And I said, well, he reminds me of me when I used to catch the bus over here off of Glasgow and go to St. Edward's Church when I was 11 years old. I was the only one in the family. My father quit going to church, my mother did, and everyone else, and I still put my little suit on and my little catechism, whatever it was, and catch the bus. But I didn't know God. I had a desire deep down, but I didn't know the Lord. But when I was 19 years old, I was reminding my mother, I said, that's when I got saved. I said, I went to church many, many times by myself, Mother. I really didn't know God. I said, but when I accepted Jesus in that room right over there, I said, that's when I was reconciled to my Creator. Hallelujah. Shalom on Sunday. Praise God. And what happened? When you get saved, the glory immediately rests upon you. So, as you start moving on for God, after you get saved, situations come up. Amen? And when a situation comes up, and God is dealing with us and wanting us to grow up, if we don't hold the truth up, and if we push the truth down, we lose our relationship and we feel torment. Exactly what happens. We feel sometimes like we did before we even got saved. Why? Because you've lost that relationship. Because you're going through situations in life and you failed to lift the truth up, put it in its right position. So the glory through a painful situation is not resting on you, but the situation itself is resting on you. And you're under your circumstances. Under the circumstances. You've ever heard that expression? And people stay under their circumstances. They're just weighted down by the tremendous problem and burden. And they got torment and misery. They can't be happy. And here they are, a Christian with eternal life. A child of God, a child of light. They're just burdened, hunched back with the problem. Because they're holding the truth down. Amen. But if we lift the truth up, praise God, and say, God, your nature is just. You can't make a mistake in my life. Whoa! And we put the truth in its right position, then all of a sudden, boom. Wow, I like being a Christian. Oh, I love this way. Well, this is fantastic. Wow, this is great going on for God. So great to praise God, because see, that glory is resting on your experience. That glory is resting on the Word. Hallelujah. You know, I can't just get it out of my mind that if we'll just keep on lifting up the truth at the end of the way, as Paul, or rather Peter, was talking about, oh, what's Paul? I'm getting them all mixed up. All one and the same, amen? Was pressing toward the mark. That prize is going to be resting on you in eternity. Oh, summer!
Oh, hallelujah. Praise
you, mighty
Lord. Thank you.
Woo! He's going to be hanging over you in eternity. Praise God. So, what do we do in order to keep our relationship with the Lord? We've got to do business with our will. We've got to be real in a crisis situation. We've all failed. Don't just look at me. Amen? I don't feel like that at all, because I know we're all from the same old mud bone. Amen. And the Bible tells us all about ourselves. No one's different from anyone else. Amen. Some just learn to pick up the truth, dust it off, clean it up, raise it up, hallelujah, put it in its right position and get the victory a little faster than others. But this morning, we all are on the starting line. Amen. We all have the same chance. Everyone that hears the words of this book have got equal chance to start getting the victory in every situation. Amen. I feel like I'm at the starting line again. I really do. I feel like, wow, Lord, you're giving me another chance, you know. I've come out of that one pretty dirty, you know, and I've dirtied your headship up pretty bad, and I've just walled it down and stepped all over it. And you know what we do when we do that? We just doubt the nature of God. We blaspheme God. The word blaspheme means just to belittle. We belittle the nature of God, who can't make mistakes. He's perfect. He's without fault. And this is exactly what we do. We doubt God's nature in our life. We doubt that he's really just. So, come out a little dirty this time. Amen. God is so faithful to give us life on the subject. We can turn around, be more determined. Amen. Anoint us for another time around the corner. Praise God. For another situation that will come up. Another opportunity to have the glory rest upon the truth. Nothing you've really done, in one sense. It's just a great irrevocable law of God. It's just a great principle of God. It works every time. But if we'll lift up the truth, amen, just lift it up, put it in its right position, the glory, you'll be automatically happy. You can't help it. like walking down the street, backed up against a wall. Someone inserted a needle in you or something. Made you instantly, you had nothing to do with it. In other words, you just, boom, you're happy. Because you've lifted up the truth. You've lifted up the truth in the situation. Crisis situation comes. People are coming against you and reproaching you, saying things about you, backbiting you, and on and on and on down the line. There are many and various ways that we can be reproached for the name of the Lord. And if we'll say, Jesus, I love you. You make no mistakes. Every tear that has fallen from my eyes, not unnecessary. And you start lifting up the truth. You're just in your head of my situation. And automatically, the glory will rest upon me. The Lord is pleased. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and thank God for these tremendous principles. Doctrine is the principle of humility, teaching us how to be more humble. Hallelujah. Shalalamamanda. I'll finish the rest of this tonight. Oh, Jesus, you're so good to us, Lord. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Rabba Lama Roma Sidarma Sanda. Sister Hardesty, would you please dismiss us in one prayer?